Duties or responsibilities involved in the initiation. It is simple in our, because of Mahaprabhu's mercy, we have to follow four rules and regulations and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, trying to avoid all the 10 offenses. If we can avoid all the 10 offenses, that's of course wonderful. So, as I always do, my dear initiates, you have thought very deeply about being initiated. If you're ready to take the vows, you can stay on the initiate, on the Yagya Kund. If you're not ready or have a doubt, this is the last chance for you to rise up in honor and grace. Not so honorful and not so graceful, but at least much more honorable than breaking them. So it is your chance. If you have not thought deeply about it, I feel it is my duty, representing our Sampradaya, to mention this very clearly. But of course, I think every one of us would be a little disappointed if someone would just say, oh, sorry, I didn't really think about this. I better go out. Hare Krishna, I wanted to just say this. Good. Now we will request our Syamananda, our priest, to guide us through this yagya. Please know, if the yagya is performed nicely, Vishnu will appear in the fire. He will hear our promises. He will bless us. This yagya will become a success. Let us go totally dependent on the Lord's mercy in this yagya, and we will see a wonderful yagya unfolding before our eyes. First and second initiation, something which is described in the Vedic scriptures to be like a new birth in the life of a human being. Unless we arrive finally in our evolution through the different species in the human form of life, there is really no question of developing Krishna consciousness. In the non-human species of life, the consciousness is described in Vedic language to be either covered or shrunken. that is, it is totally covering or going over our natural spiritual identity as souls, and also our possibilities as fallen souls to leave this material world once and for all and to return back home, back to Godhead. Only in the human form of life the consciousness starts to become what is described in Vedic language so nicely as a budding state of consciousness. When you have a bud, in German it's, the word is Knospe, you can have an idea that yes, this can later become and grow into a flower. It's not yet visible, but there is a possibility. So the human form of life, which is offered as a great gift by the Supreme Lord Himself, we have something which is called a budding state of consciousness. Now it is our great chance and great possibility to take to the process of sadhana, so that this little bud becomes a flower and then finally a fully blossomed flower. That's a possibility. When our consciousness becomes fully blossomed, or as Srila Prabhupada so nicely explained, so practically explained, Krishna consciousness, full with Krishna, at that moment, this there is a something we can describe it analogically. There's a sweet, there's a smell coming from this consciousness, this Krishna consciousness, and as a result, Krishna is attracted. Krishna is called also the Krishna Bringer. That's one of the many names of the Lord. Krishna, who's like a bumblebee who goes to the fully blossomed flowers. Krishna, in other words, will appear in a devotee's mind and heart who is becoming Krishna consciousness. Manmana bhava mat bhakto majaji mang namaskuru. Yes, that is the possibility which we have in this human form of life. It's not that automatically with the human form of life we get this, let me say, we are fully in blossom consciousness. No, no, we have to cultivate our consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, so that Krishna is attracted. Yes, that is the wonderful process of bhakti. Krishna becomes attracted by the bhakti which a devotee can develop. Now, this process of coming from the budding state of consciousness to the fully blossomed state of consciousness is dependent on expert guidance, on the expert guidance of our spiritual master. The spiritual master will give us the holy name, and he will give us sambandha jnana. Sambandha jnana is knowledge how the soul relates to the Supreme Lord. He will guide us on our spiritual path, so that what we have just described, this, let me say, this almost spiritual biology, if you want, can take place. The spiritual growth or development is a better word. It is described that it is very, very rare that a human being or a soul who comes to the human form of life meets a bona fide spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhakyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beach. Yes, it is described that the living entity goes on an almost endless circle from one planet to another. Can you imagine this? Those who are sitting here at the initiation fire, they are cosmic wanderers. What used to be, or what is still book for one more minute, or I mean, 10 more minutes, we have to see. He was already in different life forms, in different universes. doing what the Bhagavatam describes in not so honorable terms, chewing the chewed, trying to bring the senses in contact with the sense object, objects, and then experiencing some agitation in the nervous system, which is wrongly interpreted as pleasure. Yes, we have to think about this. It is very rare that a soul who has been so long misled by Maya, that finally that soul comes into the contact of a spiritual master. In fact, this is described. If we get a spiritual master, we can know that we have gotten the mercy of Krishna. And the spiritual master is called that form of the Lord, even unto which one can take shelter and become connected through his instructions with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Initiation can be seen as something which happens automatically, like moving up in the firm. But please don't see it like this. See it as a very important moment in your billions of lives. you, by coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada and his servants, we are very, very fortunate, because now we have the possibility to develop our consciousness in such a way that the Lord becomes attracted. Now, as I described, today we will give two types of initiation. First, the Harinam initiation, and then the second initiation. Let me say something for these two types of initiations. I want to start with describing the Harinam initiation. The Harinam initiation is given to a devotee who has shown a general reliability. One can have faith in such a devotee that he will be able to keep the four rules and regulations, and that he will do his best to avoid the 10 offenses. If the Harinam initiation, in theory, I know that all of you are qualified, but I want to say why we stress these four rules and regulations, and why we stress avoiding the four rules and avoiding the offenses. If the holy name would be in theory chanted by someone who is sinful, who is continuing with sinful activities or continuing to commit the offenses, the holy name would not really be able to display its full power. I see how we get a little... Is the window open in the... Yeah? This is very important. We need to be very awake for this. Just a few days before, I heard a morning walk conversation with Srila Prabhupada, where he was explaining this point very deeply. And I feel also it will be beneficial to repeat some of the parts of this morning walk conversation, not only to the young initiates, but to all the devotees who are already initiated and who think of becoming initiated. First of all, however, let us hear a little bit about the potency of the holy name, so that we know the value of the gift which is given through the Sampradaya to us. We need to appreciate first the holy name to really then begin to appreciate how we should apply it in our lives. Let us have a little Namambri, no, the glories of the holy name. Let us hear that. First of all, we will read from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Amha samharad akilam sakrit udayate vasakala lokasya tarani evati mirajalatim jayati jagam mangalam hare nama. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So here we see that the holy name actually is like the sun, who can take away unlimited amounts of darkness. In the same way, yes, you can become free from karma if you chant the holy name, free from offenses. This is how powerful the holy name is. It can just purify you totally. The power of the holy name, in case some of you do have still some doubts in their heart, how can the name be so powerful? We will give a little verse from the lips of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us hear directly from the lips of the Lord about the power of the holy name. And some of you will know this verse, and I would request you, if you do know, to chant along with me. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tathapita niyamita smarane nakala etadrishi tava kripam bhagavan mamapi dodaivami drisham ihajanina nuraga. O my Lord, your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings. And thus you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. Today we can say already we have different Krishna names and Govinda names also. So in these transcendental names, you have invested all your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Oh my Lord, out of kindness you enable us to easily approach you by chanting your holy names. But I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Mahaprabhu says he plays the role of a conditioned soul and says, I have no attraction because aparad, 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 offense. He says like this, but we should obviously see that as an instruction of Mahaprabhu. For spiritual life, we hear this, there is nothing else required than chanting the holy names. There is a reference from the Padma Purana, Uttara Kanda, which is again repeated by the Brihannaradiya Purana. So it seems to be very essential, this verse. Let us hear it. Krite yadyayato vishnum tretayam jajato makaye dvapare paricharyayam kalotat Darikirtanat. Whatever result was obtained in Satya Yuga by meditating on Vishnu, in Treta Yuga by performing sacrifices, and in Dvarapa Yuga by serving the Lord's lotus feet. Whatever result was obtained through these means in other ages can be obtained in Kali Yuga
simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. I'm sorry, this is not a verse from Padma Purana or Brihannaradiya Purana. It says similar statements are found in these both scriptures which we mentioned. The chanting of the holy name is so utterly important for a devotee in Krishna consciousness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said you can know a devotee by this one symptom: is he chanting or not? Anyone who chants is a devotee. Anyone who does not chant is not a devotee. You might think this sounds not very interesting. Let us hear this, please, in the original verse. Yes, it is in the Madhya Lila. Tenho kohe ke Vaishna ki tandra lakshan. These are the inhabitants of the, of the village Kulina Gram. They want to know ki lakshan. What is the symptom of a Vaishnav? Anything that you have becomes valuable or valid only if it displays the symptom. For instance, let me smell the flowers. Oh yeah, good. This smells, therefore it is a flower. If it wouldn't smell, it's not really a flower. Or to make it a little bit more practical for our practical use, if you have money which cannot buy you anything, it's not money. Imagine you would go somewhere with some imaginary monopoly money. Monopoly, it looks like money, it's a play money. You would say, I want to have a flower which smells, please. Sorry, this cannot buy you a flower. Anything is only what the name says if it does have the lakshan or the quality. If someone says, for instance, I'm a singer, and then you ask, please sing, and then only the croaking of a frog is hearable, you will immediately say, this is not a singer, isn't it? Now, if you have if someone says, I'm a cook. You said, please cook something. And then he put some sand before your plate. This is my preparation. He would say, you are certainly not a good cook. Anything needs a lakshan. The devotee needs also a lakshan. The chanting of the holy name. Therefore the Kulina Gram Vasis want to know from Mahaprabhu, how do we know? Please let me know. This is the inhabitant of Kulina Gram. Let me know who is actually a Vaishnav and what his symptoms are. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnava, and your duty is to serve his lotus feet. In the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, who says, just by chanting the holy name, we will come to know who we are, servants of Krishna. We will come to know that we are servants of our spiritual master. And we will also come to know, actually that's the first thing we come to know, that we are Nitya Krishna Das. We are not Maya Das. If you chant Hare Krishna, you will slowly begin to understand that you are Nitya Krishna Das and not Maya Das. This will come. You will feel, if you chant for a long time and really concentrate, a feeling of, what a scandal! For so long I was Maya Das. Now I know I'm Krishna Das. That will have a little pain even in the heart. You will feel this when you chant properly. Yes, this is how powerful the holy name is. Even if you sometimes by mistake have a little difficulties with the Vaishnavas, even sometimes it may happen that our relationship to our spiritual master feels distant and fern. chant, 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 it will come, it will come, at, realizations will come. My last quotation is a quotation which gives us a very nice promise. As you know, this movement is for developing love of Godhead. This can come by chanting the holy name. Srila Haridas Thakur was quoting this verse as a Brahman, as a proof for this, that simply by chanting we can develop love of God. It's a very nice verse. Please hear it. Evam vrata svapriyana makirtya jatanurago druta citta ucchai asatyato rutitiro tigayati unmadavan nalityati lokabaya. By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of God. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow, as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly, or cries, or shouts. Sometimes he thinks, no, sings. Sometimes he thinks and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Hare Krishna. More exalted states of Krishna consciousness, however, we should know about them so that we feel encouraged in our practice. I will now speak about avoiding the 10 offenses in chanting Hare Krishna. But before this, I'm getting here so restless. Let me just... You can think about what I've just said. And das wird schon wieder aufgemacht, oder? Wenn die wird die versprochen. Ja, wissen wir, weil wenn die
wahrscheinlich auch weiß.
Können wir das mal? Ist da ein Punkt?
Ja, ich finde das doch mal anders.
Ich kann leicht so lange.
Da ist Sindhu.
Nee, warte mal. Komm mal hier.
Un momento.
Da ist Sindhu, komm mal hier.
Das muss ich noch.
15 more minutes.
But I can ask you.
No, no, no. Okay, I will talk for 15 more minutes. And then we will get ready for you. So to make a promise. Very important to do it before the day. No problem. Maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. To consciously avoid the 10 offenses when we chant the holy names. Once Srila Prabhupada was on a very important morning walk in Hawaii. Many of his GBC members and leaders were present on the walk, and they were pointing out to Srila Prabhupada a certain tendency which already then happened in our ISKCON society. I feel this tendency is more relevant today for two reasons. Let me first, however, say the tendency. Devotees were living, were moving out of the temples and practicing Krishna consciousness in their own apartments and homes. At that time it was totally new in our society, and leaders were alarmed. What will happen with the Hare Krishna movement? Because we, in the old times, we all had the concept everyone must live in the temple. So they came to Prabhupada and said, what is the position of devotees who move outside? Now this is very important. Many of our temple presidents, of our temple devotees, when going into the Grihastha ashram, think of getting an apartment, which is natural if one wants to raise a family. Also, we have the Bhakti Sangha or the Namhata preaching of Lord Nityananda, which is spreading more and more and more, and even more so by the able inspiration of our Jayapataka Maharaj, who has developed this nice Bhakti branch preaching, or as we say in Germany, Bhakti Sangha preaching in Croatia. So it will become more and more and more that the Hare Krishna movement, that the devotees will live outside. And this is the plan of Mahaprabhu, that in every town and village the holy name can be heard. In this discussion, Prabhupada was asked, what is with devotees who move outside? And Prabhupada's first question was, do they follow the principles? And then there were two devotees. One was a devotee who always who felt it is necessary to be critical in his life, and the other was a more integrative personality. So one devotee said, no, Prabhupada, they don't follow the principles. They just say, by chanting Hare Krishna, that is enough. And then Prabhupada said, chanting Hare Krishna is enough, but they must avoid the offenses. If they don't follow the principles, it means that they commit sins on the strength of chanting, which is the seventh offense, and therefore they cannot make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Do you follow Prabhupada's answer? He said, and then he gave an answer, an analogy. If one ignites a fire, Prabhupada said, and has the wood wet, how can the fire come? It is not possible. So the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will work the best when we follow the practice of chanting the holy name, which is simply to avoid the 10 offenses in chanting the holy names. Now I want to ask our young initiates. The brahmanas will not be asked because they know all this very good. But our young initiates, what are the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name? We must be able to get them together. Otherwise it is not possible at all. Anyways, we must get them together. Book. First offense we are looking for.
First offense,
to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their name, lives to what? To propagating the holy name. The second offense? Yes. To consider the names of the demigods like Brahma and Shiva to be equal to or independent of the name of Krishna. I think I will not repeat after you because everyone really knows. Third offense.
To disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
Mm-hmm. Fourth offense. The blaspheme Vedic scriptures and scriptures in pursuance. Mm-hmm. So that's feared, it's the fifth.
To consider the chanting of the Hare Krishna to be imagination.
To consider the chanting of the holy name to be imagination, yes. Bhakta Uwe, what is the sixth? What is the sixth again? Uwe is too excited. That's all right. That's a human tendency.
To give becoming the presumption of the holy name?
No, yeah, you said already, but good. So give some interpretation on the holy name. Was ist das siebte Vergehen? Bettina? She follows her husband. All right. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Eighth. Да, добро. Ninth offense. You had said already.
Kam den heiligen Namen zu undeutlich.
So, preach the holy name to the unbelievers. And the tenth offense. William, yes.
To don't have complete faith in the chant of the holy name and to maintain the pure attachments. We understand so many instructions.
Yes. William, I can tell you that's a life job. You have to batter the material attachments out of the heart. They come back again. Again, we have to throw. Hare Krishna. Good. So those of you who felt some insecurity, alle von euch, die nicht ganz wussten, was die zehn Vergehen sind, ich wäre sehr froh, wenn ihr sie richtig lernt, vielleicht so als aufschreibt und jeden Tag darüber geht, wenn ihr außerhalb lebt, denn das ist sehr wichtig. So, this is something on the glories of the holy name. Let us avoid these ten offenses by really desiring in our heart to give them up once and for all. It's very good for a devotee to go with a positive and confident attitude into Krishna consciousness. So I will tell you some nice tips how to avoid the ten offenses. When you want to avoid the first offense, you just make it a habit to become a servant of Vaishnavas. To just somehow be always kind and friendly towards Vaishnavas. Immediately, Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu comes to my mind. Whenever I see him in relationship with devotees, I see that he makes a conscious endeavor to be very friendly and very enabling to the devotees. That is something which impressed me very early. We should make this conscious endeavor. I'm sorry to embarrass you, Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu, but it comes to my mind what can be said. That is very important. Let us be the devotee who makes everything nice. Or our little under, not little, she is now not our middle little, no. almost grown up, I'm very sorry. She is always trying to serve Vaishnavas, not say no, to be. That's a very good attitude. We can look at these examples in Krishna consciousness, to be just kind towards devotees and helpful. Or I've also seen other devotees, Daya Sindhu, our Brahmana. You can always see them. Never gets really angry with devotees. He always tries. We can, or Shamananda also. Anyways, we have many who are like this. But let us look at these jewels of devotees, this Vaishnava Shiromanis, and look at that and get their example. Second is not consider the names of others greater or independent. This is very important. Krishna is Krishna. He is
I mean, we can't say the greatest. It really sounds so primitive to say this. He's more than the greatest. No word has been found for Krishna. He's simply Krishna. Let us. This brings in our. If we want to deal with this, you know, avoiding this offense, we should always know. Krishna is the sun of my life. He's my prananad. He's the lord of my life force. I can only act because of Krishna's mercy. And if I do a mistake, I have to go to Krishna and say, I'm sorry I did this mistake. Krishna is Krishna. Third offense, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Here it gets sometimes a little difficult. Because our spiritual master sometimes thinks we are almost liberated souls. I think every disciple has this little mood towards his devotee. Oh, Guru Maharaj, he's talking on such a high expectation. But we are from the best, you know. If we would tell Guru Maharaj what we did before Krishna consciousness, he would never have such high expectations. But we won't tell him. We sometimes come into this dilemma, and then we feel, oh, I must make a compromise with the orders of my spiritual master. But then also we cannot live happily in that compromise. Do you know what I'm telling you? Maybe I'm the only one who is feeling like this, but you have to follow the orders of the spiritual master, but sometimes one feels just too weak-hearted to do this. This is one of the anatta. And then one makes a compromise, but then one also feels dissatisfied in the compromise. And one cannot live in this area, in that area. One is a man without a country, or a woman without a country, you know, without a standpoint. One hangs in the air. If you feel there is an instruction of your spiritual master which is directly meant for you, and you cannot follow it, just go to him and say, please help me to follow this instruction. As of yet, I'm a little incapable. Please, please help me. Then you do not have to live in the dilemma land of compromise, which is a terrible place to live if you want to go back home, back to Godhead. It's a terrible place to live. The fourth instruction is to not consider Vedic, so to blaspheme Vedic scriptures. This sometimes happens in our movement also. Devotees come to me and say, I'm reading Prabhupada's books, but oh, this is the same, I want something new. This happens if a devotee does not regularly read in Prabhupada's books. If you do read regularly in Prabhupada's books, and try to read at a good time when your mind is not so passionate, so that you can see something what you read, then this can be avoided very easily. Read the books at a morning time is very good. I have once heard that Prabhupada said it's 5 times as potent than in any other time. I cannot give you the reference, but I heard it from a reliable devotee. Try to read at such a time regular. Don't lose the connection to Prabhupada's books. Sixth, to consider the glories of the holy name of to be imaginary, but just know the Naam Tattva, know the name in truth, and know the practice of the name, and then you can avoid this. The seventh offense can be easily avoided. If you give up in your heart the desire to become happy in this world, then you will not do anything which brings you away from Krishna. And the eighth offense is to if you chant every day in the mood of a prayer, like Prabhupada said, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service, then you will ridicule it. However you can, this far you can go. Once in a lecture, one of my god brothers was asked, how is it that the holy name has so much power? It's just a name. Then my god brother, who is a very, very fiery preacher, said, oh, do you really think this? Yes, said the Why? It's just the name. And he said, I want to be really sure if you really think this. And he said, well, I think everyone in the room would agree with me. It's just a name. Nothing happens or can happen. And then the God brother looked at him and said, I'm very, very sorry. I asked you 2 times to be very sure, but I'm so sure now, you are the greatest fool I've ever seen. There is simply no fool under the sun which is coming on close to your foolishness. And at this, this man did exactly what my god brother wanted. He just went like, how can you say it? And you know, began to. And my god brother simply laughed. You said, I only called your name, fool. Look how powerful this is, and this is only a material sound vibration. It's only a name, fool. I mean, and look, it's so powerful. I've never seen such a transformation. You must agree, this was very strong preaching in the line of Srila Prabhupada. Huh? And this is only a material name. And the man went like, oh, these clever Hare Krishnas, they always want to be right. I just heard about it, so I would want to also do this in the future. Then I'm strong and well rested and preaching. It's called the chopping technique. then the 10th offense can be easily avoided by. That is difficult. I mean, it's. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after having heard so many instructions. We have to just be honest. When these material attachments grow again in our heart like weeds, let us be honest with ourselves. Let us see them as what they are and go about taking these weeds out. So this is my dear devotees, avoid the offenses, and then the holy name will take full power. Now we will also have Brahmin initiates, and I will quickly finish. See, the reason why I'm talking so elaborate, I didn't want to talk about this other section, but the curtains should be open because the devotees will make promises before Radha Gopinatha, Shishi Radha Gopinath, and all the merciful deities, and they will be there at 12:30 for half an hour, I heard. Oh, very good. Radha Gopinath are merciful.
Und wann geht es auf?
Gut. Danke. Sisi Radha Gopinath ki Nithai Gaur ki jai. Lord Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Sisi Radha Kunya Bihari ki jai. Finally, we want to say that our two devotees, Gaur Gopal and Ishwari, will receive the second initiation. Krishna made it very, very intense. And I think after the initiation, you should go to them and ask about Krishna's arrangements in that initiation. They will if they have faith that you will see that you will not that you will understand it properly, they will surely tell you. A Brahmana needs to know six things, which become something like his mission statement. He must, first word is patan, that is, he must become learned. A Brahmana should never stop acquiring knowledge. If he does so, he will not be able to do the second part, which is patan. Patan means to teach others. A Brahmana, in other words, gets knowledge and he gives knowledge. A Brahmana is a natural preacher by occupation or tendency. Never Brahmanas, if you stop receiving knowledge, if you would not read in Prabhupada's books, that your Brahmanness will not be so there, so much there any longer. Patan, patan. You must learn always constantly. There's one hunger which can never be satisfied. It is the hunger for knowledge. Anyone who stops in acquiring or understanding deeper and deeper, that is not so good sign. So, patan, patan. The next thing is yajan and yajan. Yajan means he must do sacrifices, like our Brahmana here knows many different sacrifices. On Sunday there will be a new sacrifice which we have never seen by this Brahmana. we must know sacrifices in deity worship. And when you are a Brahmana, you should go regularly on the altars and worship the Supreme Lord. And then yajan, you should also teach this. Brahmana brings others into the fold so that they can also worship Krishna. And the last is pratigraha. It means the Brahmana accepts alms. Therefore, our two Brahmanas, when they go out of the room, you should give them alms, donations. But the Brahmana shouldn't keep it for himself. Dan, he must know the art of dan, that is, giving. Brahmana means a member of the giving culture. He gives. Someone who keeps everything is a kripana, really, a miserly person. So, whenever we go to our Gaur Gopal in Ishwari and we are hungry, we should never be denied. Our Brahmanas will always supply us. Anyways, I think they are so, it would obviously be not right to say that you can get anything. They are poor our Brahmanas, which is also a good quality. So, but these six, we should practice these six symptoms and be happy in our Brahmanhood. Learning, teaching, worshipping, teaching to worship, receiving alms and giving alms. So this is very nice. I'm very happy with all of you for those who are initiated. We have some all of the devotees are very wonderful Vaishnavas who will be initiated today. And all of you, please give them your heartfelt sympathy and your encouragement so that they can really go this path back home, back to Godhead, preferably in this lifetime.
preferably. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nisi go nitai ki jai. Gau premanandi jari go. Now, I know that most of the devotees really are looking, when is he stopping? I want my name. You will get it. So for all of you, das ist die Liste, ich gebe die mal, nach der Liste gehen wir voran. Now at this particular moment of the ceremony, we are requesting the different devotees to come forward and make their promises. I will ask each one of you what are the four rules and regulations. Und das müsst ihr erinnern, trotz der Aufregung. Also das ist eine absolute Pflicht. Bettina, das muss klappen. So, then, they will get the beads which were offered to the lotus feet of the deities. The beads were at the lotus feet of Radha Gopinath. And he has surcharged them with the energy. They were chanted upon by your spiritual master. And then you will obtain your new name, which signifies the new birth. So, Hare Krishna, photo cameras, be ready. I want to first ask our Bhakta Atos to come. My dear Bhakta Atos, sorry, you have to. What are the four rules and regulations?
No eating of meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Yes. You will keep those for how long?
Per sempre.
How many rounds each day?
16.
On Ekadasi and festival days?
25.
Thank you. Your name is Araneya Das. Jubilating loud enough? Araneya is the name of Shukadev Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Our Araneya is serving in the Tessin farm. He lives outside, but he is the chief of the restaurant there. He comes regularly and he has helped our movement from the beginning to spread in the Ticino, and all the Ticino devotees just love our Araneya for his very nice qualities. So please give Araneya your blessings and your best wishes on his spiritual path. He is a very nice Vaishnava. Next devotee is Bhakta Vuk.
Krishna. I would suggest as a simple rule, let us do the jubilee when the name is given, because otherwise we jubile too much. we lose the snaga. Okay. So, Bhaktavuk, what are the four rules and regulations which you keep until the end of the life?
No intoxication, no eating of meat, fish and eggs, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
How many rounds will you chant every day?
16 rounds.
And on festival days?
25.
These are promises which you have given. Your name is Vraja Mohan. Vraja Mohan Das was a very, very high-placed international tennis champion who was really like the dream of his country. he met Krishna consciousness actually we met together and we had a nice Krishna conscious discussion, and a little after that I received a letter where Vraj Mohan said, this tennis field is just such a brutal place and I have to totally change my real nature to become aggressive, and just don't know if you know this, modern sports, there is this is cruel really to defeat the other opponent. And finally, he did a tennis match and invited many devotees to come. And this tennis match was such a torture. I will never forget. I was suffering because I wanted him to win. I was in that mood. Yes, I was drawn into the passion of tennis. I mean, it's something so far away from my mind, but because he was there, and I saw him fighting, and it would not stop. The one guy, one plus point, again, Vraj Mohan came, same, then Vraj Mohan, one plus point, then the other guy, it was merciless. And I was really, the Serbian devotee were next to me, and they screamed whenever Vraj Mohan was hurt, they jubiled and they screamed. And they became so heavy, our Serbian devotees, to the poor guy, that the manager of the field had to come and say, please, you make our players nervous. Malinavosni. And finally, he lost by 1 point or half a point. And then I was afraid that he would be suffering when he would go in the car, but I've never seen such a relieved person. He really knew this was the end, my last match in the material world. And Krishna had somehow shown him something there. And since that time, he has served in the Heidelberg Temple. And so on. Very happy to give you initiation today. So, Vraj Mohan. Vraj, we all know, is Vrindavan, and Mohan is the name of Krishna who attracts all of Vrindavan. So, you are the Das of the one who attracts everyone in Vrindavan by his wonderful qualities. Wonderful name, Vraj Mohan. I have already a Vrajamani, a jewel of Vrindavan. This is now the Vraj Mohan. Hare Krishna. Next is Bhakta Nico. Thank you. Thank you. was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, die du bis ans Ende deines Lebens ausführst?
Keine unzulässige Sexualität.
Ja.
Kein Essen von Fisch, Fleisch oder Ei.
Ja.
Keine Berauschung, kein Glücksspiel.
Gut. Und wie viele Runden schenkst du jeden Tag?
16.
Ja, und an Festivaltagen und Kadesi-Tagen?
25.
Gut. Your name is Nitai Gunamanidas. Gunamanidas was in Hannover and he was playing in the band Shokadelico. and when we first met, he was very inquisitive. We immediately discussed when we met, I remember, had many questions. And he kept on having many questions for several years. He always was asking deeper and getting more information, knowledge about Krishna consciousness. We are very happy to initiate you. Your name is actually Lord Nityananda's name, Nitai. And Gunamani means, money means jewel, and Guna means qualities. Nitai, Lord Nityananda, is the jewel of all good qualities. That's your name. Next is Bhaktadeyan. Krishna, Dan, you look like a young saint. Yes. Dan, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep up till the end of your life?
No eating meat.
And beyond.
No eating meat, fish or eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication.
Yes. How many rounds will you chant every day?
16.
By what time do you want to be finished with your 16 rounds?
Preferably by 10 a.m.
Yes. And how many rounds on a Ekadasi festival day?
25.
Yes. Your name is Dinanath Das. Dinanath is a devotee who originally comes from Split, but because he has high skills in the world of computer and wanted a type of engagement where that could be done, he went to London and served very nicely in the MENA campaign, supporting it in all possible ways. Which ultimately was successful due to the very dedicated endeavors of that team, Shrutidhar, Mahaprabhu, and Akran Gopal, Pranabandhu, and others. And then when that service came to the end, the question was, where would he go? And the idea was to go, because he's scientifically minded, to Bombay, where he wanted to join the Bhaktivedanta Institute, but everything came different. Gopakrishna Maharaj makes this beautiful temple called the Glory of India, and there Dinanath Das is engaged in making a computer animated robots. He makes robots which are talking like live persons. I want to request you, Dinanath, to organize a showing of the video throughout. You can look. There is it's extremely difficult to do. There's Prabhupada who sits and who speaks, but he is a robot. And he moves the hands like he used to do. He moves his eyes when he says something, his lips and so on. I can imagine to program that it's difficult. You must see this. It is still in the seed-like form, but it is quite impressive, and we can imagine all the Indians will faint. Can you imagine the Indians standing before a robot who gives a lecture and moves his eyes? They will be so attracted to this. And it reminds us of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's plan to make dioramas and attract everyone. To the pastimes of Krishna. There's also a universal form, a robot, you know. So we wish you all the best, and don't get lost in the cyberspace. one has to know where to move out of the space into the reality of the rounds and everything. Hare Krishna, so all the best. Hare Bol, Dinanath. The next devotee is Bhakta Goran. Thank you. There? Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, sorry. Mm-hmm. Vielleicht, wenn die anderen haben. So, what are the four rules and regulations which you will keep to the end of your life?
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat, fish, and eggs eating.
Yes. And how many rounds do you chant every day?
16 rounds every day.
And on festival and Ekadasi days?
25 rounds.
Very good. Very good. Your name is Govindananda. Govindanandan is a Bhakti Sangha leader in Zagreb and helps our Gorgadatha in significant ways. He is also a Grihastha, and he maintains himself by being a teacher to children, isn't it? A teacher every day. You can learn from Govindanandan if you are children. He has a very nice wife also, who is a wonderful devotee also. So your name Govindananda means the pleasure of Lord Govinda. So good. Hi, boy! Thank you. is this Bhakta Uwe?
Hare Krishna Uwe. Vielen Dank, Bhakta Uwe. Ihr schafft es schon. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen?
Eine unterlässige Sexualität. Mhm. Ich esse kein Fleisch, kein Fisch und keine Eier mehr.
Ja.
Kein Glücksspiel und keine Berauschung.
Ja. Jetzt, wie viele Runden täglich?
16.
Und an Ekadasi und Festtagen?
25.
Gut. Gut. Dein Name ist Uddhava Das. Is a very nice devotee. He is also a leader of a Bhakti Sangha and Namhata center in Weinheim. And the wonderful thing about Uddhava is that his whole family is really very Krishna conscious. His wife will be initiated also today. And then there is a daughter, Chandrika. Chandrika, bist du hier? Steh mal auf, dass man dich sieht. This is Chandrika, the daughter. Very nice Vaishnavi. And Maxi is there? Is Maxi there? Oh, here is Maxi. There's Maxi. In bester Laune, wie immer. And then there's another little girl who's also very attracted. Melody. Melody. So it's a whole Vaishnava family. And the devotees in Heidelberg just... First of all, they started to push me. I have a little a disciple who is a great pusher in Heidelberg. And then Uddhava and his wife also very strongly desired the initiation. And they melted my stone-like heart in 1 minute. And I'm very, very happy to... this name. Uddhava is a very confidential servant of Lord Krishna. Also Uddhava ist ein sehr vertrauter Diener von Krishna, der sogar als Bote von Krishna agiert und der Krishna persönlich berät. Er ist einer der Minister von Krishna. He is a minister and a messenger of Lord Krishna. I always wanted to give this name to someone who started with U, and I'm very happy that I found someone who for this name. Hare Krishna. Der nächste Devotee ist Bhakti Bettina. This is his wife. Dankeschön, Bettina. So, was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen, die du bis ans Ende einhältst?
Kein Fleisch, kein Fisch, keine Eier essen, keine Berauschung, kein Glücksspiel und keine unzulässige Sexualität.
Ja. Wie viele Runden schändest du jeden Tag?
16 Runden.
Und an Festivaltagen?
25.
Und auf Ekadasi ist nicht?
Ja.
Gut. Dein Name ist auch sehr gut. Dein Name ist Vrajeshwari Devi Dasi.
Hare
is the name of Yashoda, the mother of Krishna. She's a very good mother also to these three wonderful children. We can see they all have become devotees. So he should be a servant to Mother Yashoda, who is Rajeshwari, the one who is in charge of Vrindavan. This name also is a name of Radharani, the two Rajeshwaris. So I wish you all the best, Rajeshwari, in your spiritual life. Keep on being such a nice mother and a good devotee. Their whole family, although they have three children, are always preaching. She makes the cooks, the cakes. If you come to my room, I might give you a cake, a plätzchen of Rajeshwari. So we are very happy to give you initiation. Hare Krishna. The next devotee is Bhakta Rolf.
Hello.
Hare Krishna, Rolf. Schön, dich heute zu sehen bei dieser Gelegenheit. Hare Krishna. So, Bhakta Rolf. Sehr ernst. Was sind die vier Regeln und Regulierungen?
Keine unzulässige Sexualität, kein Fisch, kein Fleisch, kein Ei, kein Glücksspiel und keine Berauschung.
Ja. Wie viele Runden chantest du täglich?
16.
Und an Ekadasi und Festivaltagen?
25.
Gut, Rolf. Dein Name ist Ram Gopal Das. We first met in Kiel when I gave a program there, and Ram Gopal at that time looked very heavy. I thought he has a very strong personality, and I was when you have a preaching program, he was like well known amongst the people of the town Kiel for his many activities which we will not mention. He was even considered to be something like a guru because he was the first to move to India and come back with all kinds of conceptions which needed to be corrected. But what I always saw is he really wanted Krishna. He wanted so much Krishna that it was, he went through difficult times in the hospital even, when he went with the kitchen department with Rajendra Kumar Prabhu, and he had burned his legs. The people in the hospitals still speak of Ram Gopal because he preached to them, he distributed books to them. He even made someone a vegetarian from the doctors or nurses. So he's a very good preacher because he's just somehow very strongly convinced. So Ram Gopal is just, of course, it means Balaram and Krishna. Or Krishna Balaram. It's a very powerful name. Ram is Lord Ramachandra. It's Lord Balaram, and Gopal is Gopal. I wish you all the best, Ram Gopal. And I will certainly always, all these names, you know, I just like to say them as when I see you. I'm giving such names, but you like to say. So it's such a good name. All the best for you, Ram Gopal. Hare Krishna. What are the four rules and regulations which you keep for the end of your life?
No, it's the sex life, no meeting, fish and eggs, no gambling, speaking lies. And
intoxication. Yeah. Yes, thank you for saying this. What, how many rounds each day?
16 rounds.
And on a festival and Ekadasi days?
25.
Very good. Your name is Chaitanya Singhadas. Das is a Sankirtan devotee in America. He actually comes from Croatia, and he distributes for his I forgot all the names. Teeny Bobas, or what are the new generation?
Sweeties
to the sweeties, and there's a new new style in America, the sweeties. Then the Negroes I'm sorry, this is a derogative term, I don't mean to say this, the black people, then the Hispanians, and everywhere he's in a Sankirtan party which is under the able guidance of His Holiness Hridayananda Maharaj, and it's called the Bharat Hills Traveling Sankirtan group. It's a very good. It's a group which has made a lot of history in America by bringing book distribution in the forefront again. So, what better name? Your name Chaitanya Singha means Lord Chaitanya, who is like a lion. That is in his middle pastimes when he was preaching. His name is either Gora Singha or Chaitanya Singha because he preached like a lion. Hare Krishna. It's a very good prayer. Now our Bhaktin Alexandra from Prague. Everyone knows her as Zasha, actually. Thank you very much, Alexander. What are the four rules and regulations?
No eating meat, fish, eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Mm. How many rounds you will chant each day?
16.
And on festival days?
25.
And Ekadasi days? Yes. Your name is Syameshwari Devidas. Syameshwari in an elevator in Beograd. She was in one of the programs, maybe it was even her first program.
Yeah, it was one of the first programs.
not the real first, but one of the first programs. And then she came, somehow we were in the same elevator. And I don't know, I just, she was very young at that time, isn't it, maybe?
17,
yes, you looked very young. And I just...